Fred Durrell. He's out of Detroit. Representative, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. How are you?
Doing very well. You issued a statement on the amendment to House Bill 5014, which you believe would make revenue sharing payment owed to Detroit a challenge. Talk about this.
It goes back to a few years ago when Governor Engler was the governor and Dennis Archer was the mayor in Detroit. The state was in financial trouble and needed not to be able to make the revenue-sharing payment to the city. That was due to it. Under an agreement made by both men, the city was not paid the $220 million. In statutory revenue payments. And so what this really was an effort to try to get that money back to take care of the current deficit situation in Detroit and to be able to avoid any talk of having a financial management.
Where do we stand with this issue now?
Obviously, they voted it down 2 days ago, and we are still going to pursue it. So, you know, with politics and the legislature, we just have to keep trying and trying and trying and working to try to do it. We're working on a way to try to get the city out of debt, removed from financial control by the state. We don't want that in Detroit. It is clear that Detroit officials can handle this problem if they're given the opportunity to do it. The other thing is this. $179 million was taken away from the city of Detroit in the last fiscal year, in this fiscal year's budget, when they eliminated statutory revenue sharing altogether. Well, that happened to fall in the middle of the city of Detroit budget year, because they run their budgets from July 1st to June 30th. And the state's budget runs from October 1st to September 30th. So obviously there were some differences in timing that the city had already put its budget together, and they were in the budget, and they were expecting the $179 million that never did surface.
Yeah, you know, the question begs to be answered, though. As someone who's from Detroit, I've been watching this a long time, and since Dennis Archer left office, Detroit has not been able to handle its financial business. So why shouldn't an emergency manager be put into place when Detroit has not proved that it could handle this on its own?
Detroit is just like all the other major cities in America. They, and Detroit, because it's in Michigan, we have been particularly bitten by the economic downturn on both the national, international, and state level, and it has come back to hurt us in the city. There are some issues relative to things that we cannot control. There's some legacy costs that are there.
All right, Senator, I've got to get to a hard news break. I'm going to call you back and get you back on the program. I'm sorry we ran out of time, but we'll give you a voice. Thank you.
I appreciate it.